Welcome back to the Isla Mamidos.
To the Isla Macabre.
We're on pay bays. Valeinu Lizkor, we need to remember. Shetam Hadavar Shechashuv Eitzel Isha. Why, what's the reason why it's so important by the wife? Shebala Ohev Machala. Why is it so important that her husband loves her food? Because through this, the woman is considered very good, a good wife to her husband. This is the responsibility of the husband. Through his words and actions, it's very clear to her that she's a great wife to him. You have to articulate it, you have to enunciate it, you have to be very, very clear how beautiful, how incredible your wife is. We're building blocks here, Chevra. Let's say she's lacking. Let's say she is lacking in a certain category or area that needs to be done for her husband. It's not enough that he should just hide his feelings about it. Because the woman always knows how you really feel. So what should you do? El sarich lehit rakez rak al atov shosa. He should focus, direct his attention to all the good that she does. V'liot malei akaras atov aleha. He should be filled with gratitude towards her. Focus on the good. And that's in general in life. We always can focus on the one nitty-gritty that the person's not doing. Always should be, have an ayin tov, look for the good in people. V'zeu masha marachi l'rav. Dayenu shemegales banenu matilos otanu menachet. It's enough that she raises our children and saves us from sin. It's not that this great rabbi just would always find her nice things wherever he went, just so he was ma'avir amidosav. No, because he appreciated her. He was grateful towards her. In this he was successful. To value his wife and to honor her. Husband has to spend a lot of money on his wife. Benedivos, voluntarily. Veloye kamsan. He shouldn't be stingy. He should always benefit her. Increasingly benefit her according to his possessions. And this shows her that she's very important to him. Let's say he doesn't have the means to do it. Sarich larolo shirotza litain. He should show her he wants to give her. This is what Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, said to his wife before he had money, when they were poor. He said, I wish one day I could give you a beautiful, beautiful golden piece of jewelry of Yerushalayim. He said, I wish one day. And then he was, and it says, Natan Lekomoshim Bavor of Masech Shabbos. In the end, he did have the means and he fulfilled his pledge. Even if you don't, say, I wish I could. V'amru rabbeinu in Chulin, li'olam yochal adam yishteh pachov mimashi yeshlo. Person should always eat and drink less than what he has. V'yilabesh v'yitkaseh b'mashi yeshlo. He should wear his clothing and cover himself with what he does have. V'yichavit ishto avanav yoter mimashi yeshlo. But he should honor his wife and kids with more than what he has. Shehim tloim ba. They're dependent on him. V'hu toli b'misha amar v'haya olam. And he's dependent on the one that spoke, and there was a world. He's dependent on Hashem. V'shamati ma'memon haragon ravichil per shlita shirov kitetot ben ish liishto by michamas inyene mamo. Wow. Many fights, majority of fights between man and wife are because of money. Very interesting. V'lachin ma'od sarich lizeir liot vatron b'mamonu v'lo kamsan. That's why you have to be very, very careful to be a vatron, forgiving with your money, and not to be stingy.